The Heavenly Christmas Tree by Fyodor Dostoevsky. I am a novelist, and I suppose I have made up this story. I write I suppose, though I know for a fact that I have made it up, but yet I keep fancying that it must have happened somewhere, at some time, that it must have happened on Christmas Eve in some great town in a time of terrible frost. I have a vision of a boy, a little boy, 6 years old or even younger. This boy woke up this morning in a cold, damp cellar. He was dressed in a sort of little dressing gown and was shivering with cold. There was a cloud of white steam from his breath, and sitting on a box in the corner, he blew the steam out of his mouth and amused himself in his dullness watching it float away. But he was terribly hungry. Several times that morning he went up to the plank bed where his sick mother was lying on a mattress as thin as a pancake, with some sort of bundle under her head for a pillow. How had she come here? She must have come with her boy from some other town and suddenly fell ill. The landlady who let the corners had been taken 2 days before to the police station. The lodgers were out and about, as the holiday was so near. And the only one left had been lying for the last 24 hours, dead drunk, not having waited for Christmas. In another corner of the room, a wretched old woman of 80, who had once been a children's nurse, but was now left to die friendless, was moaning and groaning with rheumatism, scolding and grumbling at the boy, so that he was afraid to go near her corner. He'd got a drink of water in the outer room, but couldn't find a crust anywhere, and had been on the point of waking his mother a dozen times. He felt frightened at last in the darkness. It had long been dusk, but no light was kindled. Touching his mother's face, he was surprised that she didn't move at all, and that she was as cold as the wall. "It's very cold here," he thought. He stood a little, unconsciously letting his hands rest on the dead woman's shoulders. Then he breathed on his fingers to warm them, and then quietly fumbling for his cap on the bed, he went out of the cellar. He would have gone earlier, but he was afraid of the big dog which had been howling all day at the neighbor's door at the top of the stairs. But the dog wasn't there now, and he went out into the street. Mercy on us, what a town! He had never seen anything like it before. In the town from which he had come, it was always such black darkness at night. There was one lamp for the whole street. The little, low-pitched wooden houses were closed up with shutters. There was no one to be seen in the street after dusk. All the people shut themselves up in their houses, and there was nothing but the howling of packs of dogs, hundreds and thousands of them, barking and howling all night. But there it was so warm, and he was given food. While here, oh dear, if only he had something to eat! And what a noise and rattle here! What light and what people, horses and carriages! And what a frost! The frozen steam hung in clouds over the horses, over their warmly breathing mouths. Their hoofs changed against the stones through the powdery snow, and everyone pushed so, and, oh dear, how he longed for something to eat, and how wretched he suddenly felt. A policeman walked by and turned away to avoid seeing the boy. Here was another street. Oh, what a wide one! Here he would be run over for certain. How everyone was shouting, racing and driving along, and the light, the light! And what was this? A huge glass window, and through the window a tree reaching up to the ceiling. It was a fir tree, and on it were ever so many lights, gold papers and apples and little dolls and horses, and there were children clean and dressed in their best, running about the room, laughing and playing and eating and drinking something. And then a little girl began dancing with one of the boys. What a pretty little girl! And he could hear the music through the window. The boy looked and wondered and laughed.